Thank you for joining us again. This week we are focusing in on hospitality. Yesterday we started at the beginning by going back to that account in Genesis, taking a look at how God made a beautiful world and then invited humankind to come and make themselves at home in it. One definition of hospitality we looked at was to show generous, friendly behaviour. And we looked at how God had shown generous, friendly behaviour to human beings in giving them the garden with all its beauty and wonder and provision. But how he also called them to then go on to share in his creation, to become caretakers with him, to be the guests who bless with their presence and their contribution. How we, having received God's generous welcome and provision, must respond with lives that offer that generosity out. Well, we're going to race through Scripture and spend a bit of time in Luke today. In fact, we're going to spend 2 days on this passage, a story of Jesus from Luke 14:1-11. Luke 14:1-11. One Sabbath, when Jesus went to eat in the house of a prominent Pharisee, he was being carefully watched. And there in front of him was a man suffering from abnormal swelling of his body. Jesus asked the Pharisees and the experts in the law, "Is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath or not?" They remained silent. So taking hold of the man, he healed him and he sent him on his way. Then he asked them, "If one of you has a child or an ox that falls into a well on the Sabbath day, will you not immediately put it out?" And they had nothing to say. When he noticed how the guests picked the places of honour at the table, he told them this parable. "When someone invites you to a wedding feast, do not take the place of honour for a person more distinguished than you may have been invited. If so, the host who invited both of you will come and say to you, 'Give this person your seat.' Then, humiliated, you will have to take the least important place. But when you are invited, take the lowest place so that when your host comes, he will say to you, 'Friend, move up to a better place.' Then you'll be honoured in the presence of all the other guests. For all those who exalt themselves will be humbled, and all those who humble themselves will be exalted." Well, our Bible story starts with God inviting humankind first to come and to make themselves home in his creation, to come and join with him, to come and reflect God's generosity by being generous guests seeking to bless others. But what we see in this story that Luke recounts for us is anything but generous. The setting is one of hospitality. Jesus is a guest at an important Pharisee's house. But the spirit here is not generous. It's not hospitable. Luke tells us Jesus was being carefully watched. There's suspicion in the air. Is Jesus one of them, or is he going to fit in? This should have been a place of generous friendship. Instead, it's a place of suspicion and meanness. Present in the room, I doubt he was invited as a guest, was a sick man. And Jesus, of course, has the power to do something for this man, but Sabbath rules didn't permit healing. It was classed as work, not allowed on the Sabbath. So we see here how God's generous intentions in the garden have been twisted. God had instigated the Sabbath to be a blessing to human beings, not a burden. And Jesus himself on earth is there to demonstrate God's generosity and friendliness. Jesus is a living, walking, talking, breathing example of God's hospitality to a world that has lost that idea and that understanding. And so Jesus there offers the hospitality of heaven and heals the man. And then Jesus notices something else. He notices the pecking order at the table, how the guests perhaps were squabbling or at least jockeying for position for the best seats at the table. Again, and this is an indication of how humankind, called to be a generous blessing, have twisted that beautiful ideal. These men, blessed by God in so many ways, they had so much going for them, were in receipt of God's friendship and provision. But they used this to try and build for themselves more power and prestige. They took what God offered and they kept it for themselves. This is the way, of course, the world works around us. The powerful use their power to bless themselves. The powerful use their power to bless themselves and to make sure that they're helping anybody who can give them what they crave. This is the very opposite, of course, of generous friendship, which gives without expecting a reward. And this is the very opposite of God's beautiful hospitality. Well, tomorrow we'll carry on with this story as Jesus goes and tells a parable out of his experience of this poor excuse for hospitality. But it would be good for us in the meantime to examine ourselves. We have been blessed with God's generosity, haven't we? We've been blessed with God's friendship, God's hospitality. What do we do with that? What do we do with that? How do we respond to what God has given? Do we respond with generosity? Or do we respond with self-serving attitudes and behaviours? Well, may God bless us as we think those things through.
The day is coming soon.